All right, one more time. We continue with Perek Beis, Hilchos Afiyas Matzah. As we mentioned, the average bystander might wonder, why learn Hilchos Afiyas Matzah? Because you've opened up other Sfarim, you spent some time, and after a little bit, you gave up. So Rav Danilo Shekleinman apparently was nervous about that. So in the headline, he made a footnote. After the letter Aleph in the word Matzahs, he sent you to the footnote. And Amar HaKosev, that's what Aleph Hei means. Kan Katarnu. I wrote in short, Ve'avinu rak dinim achodim a few halachas Hilchos Afiyas Matzah. Ki, because Hilchos Afiyas Matzah rabu peirayisav v'tzarech chiber miyuchel pratim labar. But Daitenu, our mindset is to bring it a separate sefer on Hilchos Afiyas Matzah. I don't believe that one is out yet. However, that does not take away from the fact that he's answering the question. And Rav Shmuel is teaching us that yes, it is difficult and it's intricate, but we're going to try to boil it down to something that we could all understand in a palatable version. So, Psiat Shmaya, let's get there. Sival, his askus bafiyas matzah. Sival is dealing with baking matzahs. Yihavi mitzvah. Fundamental shayla, I don't know if you ever thought about. Is it a mitzvah to go bake matzahs? I know people go because it's kishmak. I know people go because it's fun. I know people go because it's covered. But Lamayis, at the end of the day, is it a mitzvah? So I think, what would he say? No. Maybe it's a dimin. It's a din and hechsher. So most of us would say, it's a din and hechsher. So even a hechsher is very nice. But is it a mitzvah itself? So says Rav Daniel Osh, Ra'i l'choladim li'tabalu ba'atzoi b'mitzvah z'aviyas matzis. It's ra'i for each person to deal himself in the mitzvah z'aviyas matzis. V'sa'askos b'aviyas matzah, who? Mitzvah. Kishala atzma tachsev ushmartem es hamatzis. There's a special pasuk that you should watch the matzis. Teaches the Hilge Kovitz Halachis. That's teaching us that there's a mitzvah on each and every Jew to bake matzahs. Ve'nenu kistam hechsher mitzvah palma. Before I go into the footnotes, I would just like to read through the first three sifim. I think you'll see why, and then we'll go back to the footnotes in a moment. Sif B's. Yochel lekayim mitzvah zushmartim mitzvah matzahs kam yidei shliach. You can be mekayim this mitzvah through a shliach. Shal yidei shememane shliach lafayis matzahs b'shviloi. Because you appointed shliach to bake matzahs for you. This guy mitzvah mitzvahu. You get the mitzvah. You do a mitzvah with a shliach. And Sif Gimel ulachein roi lahasig matzahis meachabura shaholchu laafis matzah. To roi you to get matzahs from a chabur that went to bake the matzahs al kopanim bishli chusoi veloi liknois matzahis min hashok and not just to go buy matzahs from the shok shaloi nefu bishli chusoi de bechai gavna loi yikayim mitzvahu. So Aleph through Gimel, which is one overarching halacha, teaches Rav Daniel Osher, and we'll see the footnotes in a moment, that there is a very real benefit in going to bake or having baked in your behalf matzahs. Why? Because you have an extra mitzvah. The mitzvah of Ushmarta es ha-matzahs. So in Sif Beis over here, he goes through proving from numerous sources in the Rishonim in Sifkat and Beis that there is a proper mitzvah. He quotes the Torah, he quotes the Beis Yosef. If you keep on looking, he goes weiter. And he's quoting Iran, a Lavush. Ayin Arach HaShokhan, Sharach Ma'id Bezeh. Ayin Simin Tav Samach. Sarach Shimer Belisha, V'afiyah, Dechsev. He quotes the Pasuk. V'shov Kasav Harash. Mishtadel B'mitzvah Matzah. V'ayim Al Siyasan. U'mizareiz. Ha'ayiz Kimem U'misayiyah Barivasan. That's the rush. That's not the rush, excuse me. That was the tour. Shov Kasi, he was quoting the rush. Magen Avram, Shatam Sharash Asa Ba'atzmai, Mishom the Mitzvah by Yosef Mevisluchai. Nisvayer al Koponim, Sheishu the Mitzvah La'atzmai, Vinu Kisam Echshem Mitzvah. So number one, Vaimudzam Shem the Chris. So first of all, number one is he's proving to us that there's a mitzvah. It's not a stam hechsher mitzvah like building the sukkah. It's a proper mitzvah to bake the matzahs, and therefore you should do it on your own, / you should have it done for you. He continues and he quotes a Hilgi Noy de Yehuda, who says, There's no bracha, even though it's a mitzvah aseh of shmarta mitzvah matzis. For all you shall mean to mitzvahs mishas kesira, I in the Torah. But lomel mevarachin and shekshem zelzan al shiras matzis. El zol shaykh bracha. Why? Not because it's not a mitzvah. Because the shema tachmitz. Kmo shekasa v'ziva shema tira v'tisa akil nishani. Hari lehed ya. Now you read this teaching us, it's a mitzvah. He continues in footnote Gimel, quoting more sources to this mitzvah. And footnote Dalid, in which is going on the halacha that he says, Royu lahasig, to get matzis chaburais, he quotes an Avni Nezer. Zakte hiliga, which Rebbe? Oh, very good. The second Shavu Rebbe. Shamati, I heard. Shenifrat ma'oid, she'enon oifin matzis kol balabayis latzmoy. Not every person bakes his own matzis. Rak, echad oifer limkar. Vira olai hamaisemoy. Now the Avni Nezer Grada is a flowery writer. But either way, quite poetic over here. Vira olai hamaisemoy, it's a terrible action. Number one, hayachad. First of all, when you bake, you're mashkiach on the whole matziv. Kol echad chayr la matziv arayashi, sad yisr toiv. And there's many halachis. Loichein, if it's baked in a bakery, which is, he says, they have the needs of komagamasai, lemaid baitais, to decrease their expenses, which we know it's already so expensive. So maybe one would answer to point number one of Avnei Nezer, guess what? I don't know anything more than they do. So shkoyach, I'm going to go bake the matzahs. I'm going to trust them. Okay. He continues. Shenis, mi zutar. Is it a small matter? Mash amru b'medrash, b'schar sh'teichen avaloshen es ha-matzahs? Vimki b'tchina adavar kosha, al koponim v'ikar mitzah shimer v'lisha, lomenim ma'id b'mitzah chaviva me'oid, pam achas b'shana. V'yikna matzah min ha-shok, k'choytiv mitzah min ha-shok, al karchacham yach levato min ha-gara hazeh, ligamri ma'toif. And this actually answers a question that I'm sure many have wondered throughout their life, is you hear a different gedolim going to bake matzahs, different rabbanim taking off time from shirim to bake matzahs. And maybe you wonder, like, okay, it's geshmak, it's nice, it's fun, but lemaisa. So we see over here, it's if you want to know if you could arrange a chabura, with love, we'll give off the seder. But says the Heiliger of Daniel Usher that it's a proper mitzvah, that the Nezer is quite violent against it, etc. And now we continue with Sif Dalid. Sif Dalid now goes into the process a little bit more. Gami Shemanu, Shemanu. Now, when you go bake matzahs, if you've ever been there, we're going to know a lot of the things that you've seen, and if you haven't seen, maybe we should at least like watch a video of it to know what's going on, maybe. But there's different parts of the baking process. Now, the guy putting the matzah in the oven, that no one gets that job. You hire that guy for one simple reason. What's the reason? Yeah, first of all, because we actually still have feeling in our hands and in our face, and he doesn't, so that's why we pay him to do it, number one. Number two is we actually want matzah. We don't want matzah meal. You'll crack every single matzah on the way out. Number three is we want matzahs that aren't white or black, either raw or, you know, it's matters of split seconds to get it right. Literally, if you've never been there, it's a fascinating thing that literally it's a matter of seconds between burnt to a crisp, seconds. It's in the matzah for a few moments. Mamish, it goes in, and literally he takes the thing, it's one, usually it's, let's say, three or four in the oven, full sticks. It's a flip, and then he's back and he's taking them all out. But now, why did I bring up the process? It's because in Sif Dalid, he talks about the guy that gets to check the matzahs, which usually happens to be a very chashva rav, because he sits there making sure the matzahs have no, what he calls over here, kfulais, kfalim, no bent over parts, because that could become chametz. The question is, wait, you're not involved in the matzah baking. We just said it's a mitzvah, and you're taking the rav, you're taking the poisik, and he's sitting there. Sometimes you'll see the pictures, and you see inspecting the matzahs. That's all he does. So what's he doing? Says Sif Dalid, Gami shemonu ilayin ba'matzahs v'kfulos u'chadoymeh. Mekayim be mitzvah shmartin and matzahs. Why? Daf l'gavshu achi gemara fiat, fili beit, v'rak boirer kashrus ha-matzahs, hari yushaymer shliyeh chametz ba-matzahs shal mitzvah, v'gam zeb nechlal b'matzahs u'shmart, mitzvahs u'shmartin. What's that? One second. Frekt, Rav Daniel Usher, if we're thinking, gevaldik akasha. He just said that if you make sure it's kosher, it's nechla in the process. Siv katan hey, I asked the Rebbe, v'kshesi l'mayiv Rabbi Shlita, t'lfizeh, gam misha koine matzah min ha-shok, fai bai matzah is, yach l'kai mitzvah, u'shmartem ayidei shed, kenem mechfula is. When I buy it, what do? I take it out of the box. I also make sure it's not bent over. Oishish renu, one second. Or I make sure, I make sure that it doesn't now become chametz. So if we're extending the process to the guy checking it after the baking, why can't I do that also? Veheshev, effort to Rebbe, delay dummy. No, it's not a good comparison. Why? When the guy's sitting in the matzah factory checking the matzah, there's no chazaka yet. He's watching. What does it help? What do you mean? No, but he's saying something more here. He's saying that there's no cheskas kashrus yet. Before it gets into the box, it could be chametz. So when the Rav is sitting there checking it, it's part of the process to make sure there's no chametz. Again, you're right, if you know, but we're all going to answer. When I go, there's only one thing I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be going to the guy, and we're going to be sitting there and maybe mixing, or maybe we'll... Now, happens to be... What do you mean? You're part of the process. No, that's what he's learning. You have to look at Sifkat and Beis Sahara. Then the mitzvah of Shmartem is being part of the whole process. Even from the Shas Ksira, he says. Shas Ksira to the Lisha, Vechulu. We'll stop. No, we have one more minute. Sif, hey, Chever, we all good? What's going on? What are we on? We're baking matzahs? Okay, let's do that afterwards. Sif, hey. I mean, we can make matzahs. We're not going to halachas. If you want to, you know what I'm saying? Kazav HaMechaber. Sif, hey. Del Chatzchila. Now, this is also one of the amazing things. You go, and we all know, how long do you have matzah to make matzah? 18 minutes. So you show up, and you expect, okay, so there's the guy mixing it. Okay, they have the guy mixing the water, the flour. Okay, clock starts. You see a big clock up there. Say, okay, 18 minutes. You take a seat. About 7 minutes later, maybe 9 minutes later, the matzahs are out of the oven. You're like, what in the world's going on? And the guys are yelling and screaming and throwing things. What are you doing? You have another 10 minutes. Says, yeah, you got the guys in the segues. Kasa mechaber telachatchila lo yaniach isa afilu rega echad b'li esik. The dough, which means, and that's when the clock starts, the moment that you mix the two, the dough should not stay even for one moment. Hakavana b'zeh telachatchila lo yanichena mamish rega echad b'li esik. Should not stay even for one moment without using it. Now in Sif, Vavi continues, once you mix it and it heats up, very important word, says the Mechaber, with mixing it with your hands, it heats up the dough. So which sounds crazy. Miyad? Miyad mamish. But that means for the moment it's mixed, which means that it's mixed, and then they go and they break it into pieces and they put it down. So then right there, and that's what you'll always see them, they'll continuously place it and flip it and move it till it goes to the next person. So just to conclude, we'll look at two more haras. In Hara Vav over here, he says, it's Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah. Then Mishnah Berurah says, "Miyad yachmitz." Oylem in nizarim zeh kol kach. Ve'efshad miyad kosu mechaber lav davka shirmuot. Kol makom on the third line, the chatzchil vadi yishadarim leniach afilu akach afilu regla echad. Okay. Now what's very interesting is look at Hara Zayin, and with this we'll conclude. In Hara Zayin, he quotes that same Mishnah Berurah in his heart. Efshar miyad is a few moments. The chatzchila, you should not leave it at all. Be'erlochas herich lahakshes al rosh evi.
Now,
when you see that it warmed up through your moving of your hands, come kum sarchi. Okay. Sok de hilig chazin ish. Shekosov. Tiev shalom shisa machos miyad. Im shor bli yisik achar shenischam biyodayim. Vehevi kamarayois. The chazin is very mekel. Va'ad yurchaz regoyim. Lo yasrinan. You actually have 18 minutes. Zok de aracha sholchan. The same thing. Koydim hilich mil. Hare shepirish. Ine kaman is miyad mamish. Shememar lahachot koydim hilich mil. He says, go look in Rosh Mizalmin, Shekosav Gamkin, Ene Kaman Miyamamish, Koshalitin Shir Kavua, Kol Shenekish Isa Oizuva Bali, Oisa Gishlach Machmas Akandvarv. So, which when you finish this footnote, you would think, so why did he write on top a few minutes? Chazanish is Makel, Shlom Zalman's Makel. He says, Vamim Ravi Rabbi Shita Dalko Panim, Nir Shir Shashir Ubein Dakal Shte Dakas. He holds his own. Kach Matsin Baruch HaShulchan, he holds that as well. And finally, we'll conclude with a nice kula. So Shmuel's being very machmir. Going to the next column. But there's a makam lahakel in our mafiot, in our bakeries. Why? What do you mean it's not biyadayim? We're not talking about a machine factory. Because he says, if you ever seen it, they have this big metal stick that they're sitting there jumping up and down to knead the dough. And so he says it doesn't get hot. And therefore, it doesn't have the chamimus biyadayim. And the whole ikar din of the rush is only via the chamimus. And therefore, he says it's more makam to be mekel. So lemaisa, anyways, we're obviously going to be machmer, and they do it very fast. Just fascinating to note that number one, the 18-minute thing is quite off. Okay, the filach hazanish, but we don't do it. But number two is that it's the chamimus of Yadayim that makes them achmitz. But if they use other tools, it does not.